summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers.
This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's now 9:14 a.m. You're listening to Market Watch on The Morning Run. Ibrahim Sani is standing by to speak to Chris Ng, Head of Research at Etica Insurance in Takaful.
Good morning, Chris. This morning we saw the market down by about 10, 11 points already. Is there a May sell down currently?
Well, I would say it kind of started in late April, but well within our expectations. We expected the markets to peak in April and then do its usual sell in May and summer soon to kind of bottom maybe around July or August, depending on how fast it falls.
Is there a pressure on profit-taking right now, and do you think that fund managers will now move and capitalize this moment?
Well, I think over the 1.5 months prior to that, so when we're looking back at from mid-February to most of March, what we saw was the net foreign inflow while the local institutions were selling. And over the last couple of days, what we've seen is a reversal of that. So now the foreigners are exiting, and the locals are perhaps bottom fishing to some extent, although not in a major way. So we would probably see some more foreign selling pressure given the weakness in the ringgit over the next 2 or 3 weeks.
With this weakening of ringgit, do you expect this momentum to continue on, even though we saw the ringgit strengthening previously and now weakening? You were mentioning it 2 weeks is the time frame, but will we see a prolonged expectation of this?
Of the weak ringgit?
Yes.
Well, it's a matter of levels. We don't really see the ringgit, of course, weakening back to about the 440 level. And probably, it probably won't even reach the 420 level. But it still has some a little room to fall over the next couple of weeks.
Let's move on to results of many companies right now, or so-called the results seasons. Let's look at sector review. We saw Sapra Kenchina moving heavily on the equities for the past few weeks. Is there a moment for oil and gas to seek a reprieve of this moment right now?
I don't think so. I think oil prices have probably rallied a little too far too fast, and we also see similar retracements upcoming in the commodity space, whether it's in steel or it's in oil. I think there has to be somewhat of a correction before hopefully a stronger second half rally. In terms of sectoral results in upcoming in Malaysia, I think we are quite cautious about the oil and gas, the technology, the auto and the property sectors. I think these are sectors that will both see a year-on-year contraction as well as a disappointment versus expectations.
What about banks? Because of the changes on Bank Negara, change of guard, do you think the sentiment on banks is going to improve?
Not particularly as well. I mean, in speaking to those who perhaps worked with the current governor or the new governor, I think the feedback is it will be more of business as usual. So we don't really see a major change in Bank Negara strategy over the next 2 or 3 months, and therefore I don't see a major change in sentiment on banks as well. In fact, if anything, although banks may report earnings that are better on a year-on-year basis, but they may actually disappoint consensus expectations, as we think consensus is too bullish on banks as it stands now.
We saw a CPI report saying that Malaysia's inflation rate is under control. Do you think that consumer sentiment is going to pick up?
Well, I'm concerned about a few things on the consumer sentiment. Firstly is the lifting of the Anti-Profiteering Act moratorium come 1st of July. So that may cause another round of price hikes. And then when you still see headlines about job cuts and layoffs, that will also impact consumer sentiment. So this may drag on through to the early part of the third quarter.
What about the entertainment sector, for instance, the movie industry? Do you think this will affect a consumer sentiment going forward?
Well, there's a bright spot, actually, not only in Malaysia, I think globally. We have seen a lot of major blockbusters coming out this year. I think box office receipts globally are also quite strong. And we're also seeing more and more companies in the film industry getting listed in this part of the region and commanding a high PE when they do list. So I think that's a bright spot across Asia. And if you speak to some of the movie players, they'll tell you that when things are not so good, people either seek escapist relief to the cinema, or they may downtrade from other more expensive activities to just take the family out to watch a movie.
Finally, moving on to some of the markets happening in Philippines. Monday, 9th of May, is the voting day of Philippines. Is the market there affected, and how is it going to relate to the ASEAN markets in general?
Well, there has been a recent slight correction in the Philippines market. I think the peso has also taken a bit of a beating because there is some concerns on the front runner, Rodrigo Duterte, and there's some uncertainty as to how tough a president he will be, given his tough talk and his track record as the mayor of Davao. I think it's a reflection of the populist politicians that's happening around the world at the moment. If you see their behavior, Donald Trump, Boris Johnson, and the potential president in the Philippines, they're all tough talkers, and they're catering to the their populace as well. They want to see tough politicians that can walk the talk and not act just purely on compromise. In terms of the market there, I think most economists around the region still view the Philippines quite positively. They think that whoever is the new president, there will still be another 2 to 3 years of growth continuing on from the good work done by the previous president.
Thank you. That was Chris Eng, head of research at Ethica Insurance and Takaful. And now Julian Eng is standing by to speak to Ben LeBrun, market analyst at Options Express in Sydney, Australia.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.
Summertime tips and fun facts from Paul, Kristen, and Dexter at Total Wine & More.
If you're topping off your burger with grilled onions and blue cheese, pair your work of art with a spicy Malbec.
Nothing beats a buttery Chardonnay with grilled corn on the cob. I'm ready to find you the perfect bottle of white for your next get-together.
Pack up the cooler for this weekend. We've got canned wine and beer ready to throw on ice.
Now with 9 locations in the Bay Area. Visit our newest store at Stevens Creek Central. Shop online at TotalWine.com. The selection is ridiculous. Cheers!